But we welcome Councillor Patricia van der Ross, City of Cape Town, on the line. It is South African Library Week 2023. It's good to have you, and happy Human Rights Day, Councillor.
Good morning and happy beautiful Human Rights Day to you too.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling happy Human Rights Day today. You know, Councillor, I was thinking about libraries and the role they played in my life, and I found a book. I think it was Hardy Boys. I think Mills and Boons. It was the boys' equivalent of Mills and Boons for girls.
Yeah.
but it was like my first little book that I read primary school, and then I went on to read all the Hardy Boys back then, and it started a bit of a reading frenzy on my part. And you know, I'm not necessarily reading via the book. I'm reading from the computer or via Kindle these days. So I'm just wondering if libraries will be obsolete one day. What do you think?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, technology and the library, although it works well together, sometimes you need that peace and quiet, because you can take your Kindle, but taking your Kindle into a little atmosphere where everybody is reading and everybody is exploring their mind, sometimes it's just the thing that you need. Our library still has everything to offer. Not everybody is synced with the new technology. And that's what the library also offers. We offer the Wi-Fi as well. So I don't think for now, I think libraries are good to go.
And do you think libraries then, if they're good to go, they're not going to fade away, do you think they're going to be like quiet spaces, or are they going to become more multi-purpose, more interactive kind of spaces in the future?
I believe it's going to become more interactive, because I believe that we can have public-private partnerships. I can foresee coffee bars, where people go out and, you know, little internet cafes where you can do your research with hard copy and go online, those type of things. So it will be a bit integrated, but it will get exciting.
Well, I can tell you my producer, Amy, agrees with you. She found her purpose in a library. She consumes books like few can, and she believes it is going to be the future for forever. Now, the theme of this year is libraries telling powerful stories, and it's going to shine a spotlight on the importance of libraries in communities. Of course, Mayoral Committee Member for Community Services and Health, Patricia van der Ross, on the line. Now, the city says about 40,000 books worth an estimated 4.6 million rand have not been returned since 2022?
Since 2022.
That's a lot
of books. Unfortunately. It's a lot of books, but I also think there's so many things that happened in the space of time that we have to have like different library weeks. So we've got three sessions during the year. We've got a session where we have the younger ones, where maybe they've got the book and they took it home and they forgot that they had this book. And then when mommy comes in June holidays and decides to clean out the space, she sees the library books there. So we've got a space during the June holidays for the kids from 0 to 12 years. And then in December, we've got again for everybody. And then in this week, we've got everybody, every single book that you can find, you can bring to the library. We will reallocate it, even if it's not for that particular library. Take it to your nearest library. We'll reallocate it, because, you know, the cost is with 4.6 million rand of books that have not been returned.
So this is not the first time you're having a fine-free week for those people who have forgotten. I'd like to know what the response was in previous years when you've done that. Did a lot of people just come back and say, I'm sorry, I was scared of the fine? Or are people seriously kind of stealing books?
People are not stealing, they forget. Remember, we're not going to call people thieves. We're going to say it just slipped their mind and they're going to bring it back. So we motivate them to bring it back. Our previous one, it was very successful. We've actually had a good number of people who actually requested that they want to pay the fine. For those who have means, they have paid fines after the fine 3 weeks for books that they have returned late, just because they just forgot the book was there. But yes, we do have, like I said, three fines 3 weeks during the year to allow people to just go, and youngsters, to go out and just return their books.
Okay, so they're just forgetting, and that can be understood. It's crazy days.
Yes.
I want to talk about the educational resources at libraries, because in the past it was books, so I accidentally found Hardy Boys. How can we find that book that's going to change a person's life in terms of their relationship with a library? And what else, what other resources are there in libraries these days?
You see, the nice thing about the libraries these days is you go up to the librarian and you tell her specifically, her or him, what you want. And you tell them what you want to explore. they will be able to source it for you. If it's not at that library, they will source it from another library and bring it to that library for you, for your convenience. Alternatively, we also have the Wi-Fi, like I said. We have internet access. You can source. And if you say, listen, I don't see this book on your menu that you've got, I need this, we get that book for you to make sure that your reading experience becomes positive for you.
Central to the future and the significance of libraries is data feed. What are the chances of free data, or is it happening already?
It's happening already at most libraries. We've got another rollout of 17 libraries this year that will be getting Wi-Fi connectivity. You get an hour free, and then I think at most of the libraries we see kids just sitting outside after the libraries have closed. We see them still logging on to Wi-Fi, so that's a good thing. We see them still exercising, going on WhatsApp and stuff like that, which is exciting. But we do have rollouts every single year. We do know the reality is that there's cable theft, there's vandalism, and there's that. But we try and top that up every single year. So we take libraries that has been affected with libraries that hasn't received the Wi-Fi yet. So we try and balance it out that way.
Just in terms of the distribution of libraries, do you feel that they are well distributed? Or are there areas that are needing this particular resource? If so, what are those areas?
What are we trying to do right now is, I believe that we are fairly distributed across the city of Cape Town, but what we're trying to do is we're trying to go into schools to try and match it up. Like the one best example I can use is Pelican Park Primary, where there is a City of Cape Town library based at Pelican Park Primary School. At Sikufle Primary, they've got a busy established their library, so we're trying to source them some books that we can. They are more focused on the Afrikaans grade 1 to grade 7 books that they would like to have. So we're trying to source that for them to assist. So yes, although there's always going to be a need, we're looking at where there's school facilities that really want to stretch out and say, listen, reach out to us and say, please, can you invest? We're trying our best to assist them as well.
Okay, so somebody wants to know, Barb says, how has COVID affected the reading of books? Are more people reading because of COVID?
Not really. More people are online playing games. But what we've done was last year, the first year after COVID, we have gone into some serious holiday programs that make sure that a kid has to read first before you get involved in activities. A perfect example is the Delft Library, where we are focused on the grade 1s to grade 7s again. And what they have to do is they have to read at least 5 to 10 Afrikaans lines to be able to go online and play an educational game, for example. So Delft Library has now picked up to almost 100 kids a day in an increase in their footprint because of this new activity that we've got, and we're trying to roll it out. So yes, people forgot how to read. People forgot that they could go to the library because it was gone for 2 years practically.
True.
But now we're slowly but surely getting them interested however we can.
And it's the young people, I trust, that are interested in this very important resource.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Okay, just to wrap up, and I'm chatting to my old committee member for Community Services and Health, Patricia Fund de Ross, South African Library Week. It is. You have some programs, in fact, programs around the country. What are some of the programs that we must look forward to?
Okay, normally during the school holidays, we've got holiday programs. We've got reading programs. We've got there's exploring programs where it's hide and seek type of thing, but with educational toys. We've got normal sporting programs that's happening. We've got skateboard, BMX, all of those integrated with recreation and parks and libraries during school holidays. You see, the aim of this is always to make sure that the child understands is that reading is power. And you need to attach everything. If you want to become a famous BMX biker, for example, you need to also get a skill, for example, administration and stuff type like that. So it's not just about the one thing, but it's about educating yourself at the same time. So we've got programs galore, art programs, drawing programs, everything going throughout the holiday season.
I guess this is like, please get your kids into a library. There's action there. Action that could transform their life forever. Thank you for your time, Mako member, Community Service and Health, Patricia van der Ross. We appreciate your time, and again, a happy Happy Human Rights Day.